Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad you're all with us. Steve, Randy, and myself this morning are collectively Pastor Jason. Good morning, everybody. I unfortunately have this crud that's going around, and so Randy, Steve, and Sherman are going to be presenting our service. Because of this, we will not have any Holy Communion, but we pray that this morning's service is a blessing to all of you, and we welcome you. Amen. So we'll begin our service in our bulletin with, I didn't see the hymn. Hymn number 367, as found in your bulletin.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Come in here, all who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise.
Bless our God. O peoples, let the sound of his praises be heard.
Who has kept our soul among the living, and has not let our feet slip.
Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer, or removed his steadfast love from me.
Praise the Lord, all nations. Exalt him, all peoples.
For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come and hear all who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. Please be seated. We'll now sing hymn 606, I Lay My Sins on Jesus. Please join me in the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, by the leading of your star, you made known your only begotten Son to the Gentiles. Lead us, you know you by faith, to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the 60th chapter of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the third chapter of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of stewardship of God's grace that has given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord. According to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, and until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their country by another way. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Be seated. Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. This morning, it is still appropriate to open with the greeting, Merry Christmas. In our gospel reading this morning, the Magi follow the star as it leads them to Jesus. And did you know this is the glorious purpose of all created things, displayed to us on the pages of Matthew chapter 2. It is indeed the case that all created things, everything God has made, share this magnificent purpose with a star. They lead people to Jesus. Everything in our lives, everything we have, all these things are leading us to Him. And good news, He loves you and He comes to save. In the book of Colossians, the scripture says, without Jesus, nothing was made that was made. And in Jesus, all things, not some things, hold together. And in Romans 1, that the invisible attributes of God are clearly seen in the things that are made, or God is made known through creation. The fact is, all things point to Christ. And God, in His gracious gift, made it crystal clear to these wise men with the star on that glorious night. The question is it clear to all of us? If anything in our lives, anything, leads us away from Christ, then we misunderstand the purpose of that thing, or in sinful desire, we use it wrongly. It's true that nothing God created on this earth is evil. In and of itself. God doesn't create evil. Sinners just use the good things God created in evil ways. Do pencils misspell words? Do cars drive drunk? Does a weapon stand trial for murder? No. The person using them does. Same with all of God's created things. For this reason, when it comes to the guilt of sin, as Paul also points out in Romans 1, all are without excuse. So our text this morning gives us a clear picture of the what creation is purposed in, leading people to God. The problem is we so often trust in the blessings themselves rather than in the giver of those blessings. And in doing so, we inadvertently bite the hand that feeds us. Creation is His gift to us. Many, many gifts, day after day, moment after moment, He showers down upon us His grace. Air to breathe, water to drink, food to eat, clothes to wear, relationships, friends, family, marriage, children, houses, and other material resources. They all come as good gifts from an amazing God who loves us and whose patience towards us knows no bounds. James says in his epistle, all good things come down from the Father of lights. There's an old hymn entitled, The Love of God. The original author remains unknown, but the hymn attempts to capture the scope of this, and it says, the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. If with ink the oceans fill, if were the skies of parchment made, to write the love of God above would drain the oceans dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole if stretched from sky to sky. The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it will forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. It's so, so true. Really try to count all your blessings. Even amidst troubles, they're still innumerable. A saying that can remind us of this is, you know, it's not your air that you're breathing. Jeremiah writes about God's blessings in Lamentations 3 and says, God's mercies are new every morning. This morning too. And as we stand in need of His mercy again, in need of His forgiveness again, here it is, steady and strong for us. He continues to lavish it upon us. He keeps giving His wonderful gifts. not to be trusted in and of themselves, but to lead us to the one who gives them, like the star and the magi. Creation leads us to the one who is trustworthy, Jesus Christ. See, there's a problem with creation. It's true that it leads us to God, but in a world corrupted by sin, it doesn't always accurately reveal to us how God feels about us. So God sent his Son, the very Word of God, so that we have no doubt that God truly does love us, forgive us, and will surely work out all things to our good, and that all our blessings are directly from his hand. God is love, the Apostle John writes, and this is revealed by his gifts, life, blessings, but even more than that, his word and sacraments, eternal life, salvation, and forgiveness. He created our world, all created things, to reveal his love for people. But when people misused his blessed gifts and began to trust in them, he still found another way to show his love. He came in a way we never would have guessed, through the gift of Jesus, God's true and only Son. He came to live for us, to die for us, to pay the price for our misuse of God's loving blessings, to take that punishment that we earned upon himself. He gives his word that we might finally see with eyes of faith. But what do we see? We see the epiphany of the same connection of the star to Jesus. The Magi followed this created star to him. For this, we will call them wise men, because we too are wise if we can see by faith that all created things lead us to our loving Savior. It is an epiphany. You too can follow your created blessings to Christ too, like the Magi did. That's why God gives them to you. It's incredible. They're all pointing you and me and everyone to Christ. What a blessed gift. He gives and gives and gives to show you exactly how he feels about you. He loves you and his whole creation. Brothers and sisters in Christ, follow your blessings to a loving God. Count them all, but don't trust in them. See where they're leading you. To him, he is still giving and forgiving, and his mercies are new every morning. So remember that this week, as you consider all that he's given, it shows his love for us by faith in Christ. And in Jesus' name, amen. We continue with our responsive hymn 805.
Please join me in the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
Please join me in the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven,
and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From hence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. During the offering, we will sing the offertory 398, Hail to the Lord's Anointed. Please join me in the prayer of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those who work, is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in the prayers of the church, here and everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for those, or for these and for all of our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Please join me in the morning prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and my doing may please you. For to your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and always. Let your holy angel be with me, that he will follow me.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless you and keep you.
Amen.
Our final hymn is 825, Rise, Shine, You People.
Thank you.
Thank you, Genevieve. She's a first timer. Welcome again this morning to our service. Please keep Pastor Jason in your prayers. You know, he's a trooper and would be here if he could. So please keep him in your prayers. Any announcements? I'm looking at Lucy. Kristen.
If we can get enough people to stay, we'd like to take down the Christmas decorations, at least here in the sanctuary.
Okay.
We can probably take care of the rest of it later this week, but if we could get this done,
okay,
that would be great.
So if you're able, please stay after the service and help de-decorate the church. Any other announcements? I only have one, just a reminder about our goal to get a new baptismal font, and that we need donations for that. So you can find the details about it on the window next to the kitchen in the fellowship hall. Otherwise, if there's nothing else, we pray that you have a blessed week and that you can come again next Sunday. God bless you.
Thank you for joining our service today at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa, Colorado. We hope this worship service has been a blessing to you. If you would like to support our ministry, please visit our website by searching Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. On our website, click the link for Apple or Android devices to upload our app to your phone or tablet. Our app has many resources to help you. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you this week.
Another set cued and ready to go.